Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
From London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Standard. As King Charles begins treatment following the announcement of his cancer diagnosis yesterday, Monday, world leaders have been sending well wishes and messages of support, including PM Rishi Sunak, who's confirmed to BBC Radio 5 Live that the King's cancer was caught early.
Well, obviously, like everyone else, you're shocked and sad, and just all our thoughts are with him and his family. And, you know, thankfully, this has been caught early, and now everyone will be wishing him that he gets the treatment that he needs and makes a full recovery. I think that's what we're all hoping and praying for. And I'm, of course, in regular contact with him, and we'll continue to communicate with him as normal.
The King's shock diagnosis was uncovered while he was being treated for an enlarged prostate just over a week ago. Buckingham Palace confirms the King does not have prostate cancer, but has not revealed which type of cancer he does have. The 75-year-old has postponed all his public duties and has already begun his medical care as an outpatient under the close supervision of his specialist team of doctors. Outside Buckingham Palace, people have been sharing their well wishes for the King.
Obviously, it's a shame for the family more than anything. I think of the family like you would do your own family, wouldn't you? So, it's a shame for us, but it's for them more than us, really. It's good that they're found early, because he didn't go in for that, did he, from what I read yesterday. So, you know, like I say, it's all down to you. You think of your own family, didn't you, as much as them.
My thoughts are with him, and, you know, to go through something like cancer, but in the public eye, is, pretty something. So I'm pleased that he's given people snippets of information, but I'm quite glad that he's going to keep the rest of it private.
I think
that's for his own peace of mind. He needs to be doing that.
It means Prince William will take on some duties in his father's absence, but Charles is expected to carry on behind the scenes, dealing with his famous red boxes, which contain his state business and official papers. Prince William had stepped back temporarily from his royal role 3 weeks ago to juggle caring for his wife and children following the Princess of Wales's major abdominal surgery. Meanwhile, Prince Harry is due to fly back to the UK to visit the King following the diagnosis. Without his wife Meghan and their children, it's thought his visit will raise hopes of a reconciliation within the royal family. Joining me now is our royal editor, Robert Jobson. So first of all, Rob, how did you react to the news about the King?
No, I mean, obviously we knew that he had been having treatment, and we were told it was benign. But I thought it was quite shocking, actually, and I'm sure a lot of people like me will feel the same. We were expecting an announcement that he was going to get back to royal duties at some stage, but this has now happened. So obviously there's going to be a period for him to undergo his treatment, hopefully successfully. And I hope he just takes it easy, because clearly he's a man who's a workaholic, somebody who, you know, really has, he puts in the hours, and I think he probably has got to listen to his body. And let's hope he does, because he's a great man who's been doing a very good job in this convening role of his as the King. And he's waited, you know, for all this time, being the longest serving heir, to reach this pinnacle. And I hope that he makes a full recovery, like I'm sure most people do.
And in the royal statement about his diagnosis, it mentioned the King's willingness to get back to public duty as soon as he can, as you sort of alluded to. Do you think he will struggle being out of action?
Well, look, he's going to be within action to a degree. He's going to be carrying out his constitutional roles in terms of the paperwork, and he will continue either maybe by Zoom or whatever way he does it. I don't know, maybe face-to-face with the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. But look, I think what's more important is he gets well. And it's all well and good saying he's going to put, carry on doing these things. But, you know, that adds to extra stress. And I just think it's probably very important that his priorities, his health, allows his 41-year-old son, Prince William, the Prince of Wales, to step in and conduct those, take on some of those responsibilities that the king would do face-to-face. It's good, I think, that he's saying he wants to continue to carry out his constitutional role. And I think it's quite important that his doctors take a firm hand here, because the last thing we want is for that extra stress whilst he's continuing to do his work to impact upon his health.
And do you think Prince William will take on some of those face-to-face duties, as you said?
I think both he, supported ably by the Princess Royal and the Queen Camilla, will, and other members of the firm, will rally around the king to support him. But I think it's on the onus is on really on William now to step up. I should think we shouldn't expect everything of him. He's also got his wife, Catherine, and Princess of Wales is recuperating from abdominal surgery, major surgery, at home at Adelaide's house. So I do think that we should, you know, hopefully not overload him, but at the same time, he's a young, fit man, and he knows exactly what is expected of him.
And what did you make of his decision to share the diagnosis, Rob? Do you think we'll get any more information, perhaps, about the specific type of cancer?
I don't, and I don't think we necessarily should, and if there shouldn't really be any speculation about that. It's a private matter what cancer it is. Clearly, he wanted to share the idea that he was having a procedure for what was a benign procedure for his prostate, but it was during that procedure that they discovered another form of cancer. So, look, I think it's a private matter in that regard. I don't expect there to be regular bulletins. King is up and about, is able to conduct constitutional matters. So I think that won't necessarily come out. And if so, it shouldn't really be speculated upon. And hopefully most media outlets will respect that.
The positive thing, it seems, is that the cancer has actually been caught early, which is normally a good thing. Do we have any indication at all how long this treatment might last?
Yeah, well, we understand that it has been caught early. And in fact, Rishi Sunak confirmed that today and when he was interviewed. We don't know how long the treatment will last because they're not being specific about that. But he has started the treatment, His Majesty. And over a period of time, he will then finish that course of treatment and then he will have to recuperate. So I don't see that we'll necessarily be actually seeing the king in public for many months.
And we know that US President Joe Biden is set to call the king and send his well wishes. I imagine he'll actually be getting quite a lot of calls and support from around the world, won't he?
He won't be able to take all of them, but I'm sure he'll take the president's. I mean, there was a hope that this summer the President Biden would come to the United Kingdom, and there was talk of, they're continuing what is a good relationship in terms of the environment and other issues like that, after they met and spoke very warmly and constructively at Windsor. My feeling here is that the priority must be for the king to get well. And I think a lot of people are skirting around this. The truth is, if somebody has cancer, you know, any degree of stress and other levels can be, can accentuate that ailment. So I think that really is that has to be his priority. And the firm has to step up. And really, that's the priority. And I think that hopefully the Queen Camilla will be able to impress upon the king the importance of that.
Now, we know, Rob, that Prince Harry is flying back to the UK to be with the king at this time. Is there any hope, do you think, of a sort of reconciliation within the family?
Look, all of that's a little bit of a circus. I mean, the fact that Harry's flying back always brings with him a degree of circus behaviour, the media going on about what Harry thinks, will there be reconciliation? Look, the reality is the priority for the monarchy is the king. The fact that his son is flying in, it probably isn't, in a way, it's good that he's doing it and maybe he can see his dad and chat, but his father's wouldn't want all this sort of fuss. Whether he gets a reconciliation with William, whether the king bangs heads together, well, he may well do. But I think most people, understand why Harry's flying in, but it's not necessarily something that they would necessarily want.
And so looking at the sort of royal calendar, Rob, in this interim period when Prince William will have to sort of step up, what engagements or events might we see him at?
all of this will be fairly seamless. I mean, the fact is that all the members of the royal family have their own interests, but they also have responsibilities for the king. And so overseas visits are conducted on behalf of the king, and investitures that will take place at Windsor Castle. I know that Princess Royal is doing one today, and Prince William will do one tomorrow. Things such as audiences with ambassadors and audiences that the king cannot do, which are quite regular, actually, you know, people that foreign ambassadors, etc. Those things, I think, that probably William will do in his father's stead.
There's more news, interviews and analysis in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. Thanks for listening. We're back tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.